There's a buzz in the crowd. It's graduation day, but these graduates aren't getting diplomas or degrees. They're getting something even better. They're getting their freedom. This ceremony at Santa Barbara's Veterans Memorial Building is for the latest graduates of Santa Barbara County's Veterans Treatment Court. It's a program where veterans with mental health or substance abuse issues can get treatment instead of jail time for misdemeanor and some nonviolent felony charges. U.S. Navy veteran Mark Clegg is one of the six graduates in this round of the program.
It gave me structure. I met new friends through the program. I myself am a recovering alcoholic, so I have a little over 18 months. So they were a big part of my recovery, and probably still will be.
Santa Barbara County Superior Court Judge Michael Carozzo says what these veterans need is not jail time, but treatment, the help they need to get their lives back on track.
The goal of Veterans Court is to treat veterans rather than incarcerate veterans. And so with the new diversion, they don't even need to enter a plea. As long as they complete their treatment, a year of treatment, then their case is dismissed.
Tracy Gunderson with the New Beginnings Counseling Center describes the issues they see with veterans in the program.
Some cases that are strictly substance abuse, some are a mixture of anger management issues and substance abuse. Post-traumatic stress is a really key issue in all of it that I look at as a treatment provider is what's actually causing the behavior. And then we talk about their, you know, what happened to them in combat and what they'd been through to try to put those pieces together of what they need for treatment.
Deputy Public Defender Megan Barron says the justice system has embraced this effort. She says instead of perpetuating the problem by locking someone up for a few weeks or months, it gets them the treatment they need so they don't reoffend.
The whole collaborative nature of this program is such that we have law enforcement getting people out of jail and taking them to program. I mean, that speaks to the spirit of the program and the goals to show that incarceration isn't the answer. The answer is treatment.
As a public defender, as much as you get to know these folks, you probably don't want to see them again. You're hoping that'll be the first and last time you ever meet them.
Oh, absolutely. I always tell them, I hope I never see you again, in a nice way.
The program is the idea. Now retired Santa Barbara County Superior Court Judge George Eskin. He looked at a program in the northern part of the county as well as efforts elsewhere to launch the effort in Santa Barbara. That was in 2012. Since then, there have been more than four dozen graduates.
It's very gratifying, very emotional, and it was certainly worth the effort that we made and the tremendous effort that each of them has made to battle their demons and to get back on track.
Democratic State Senator Hannabeth Jackson of Santa Barbara, who's also Eskin's wife, has not only supported the effort, she's created legislation to help back programs like this statewide.
The answer for most of these people is not to put them in jail, but to help them regain their footing and to come back into society.
It doesn't work for everyone. Only about half of the people who try the year-long treatment program make it through it. If they drop out, they then face their deferred criminal charges. But those involved say even if it just gets one life back on track, that's a big deal. Today, though, the focus is on saluting the program's latest half-dozen graduates, Superior Court Judge Michael Carozzo.
It's an opportunity to show them that their hard work paid off, to show them that the community still believes in them and wants them to do well.
Navy veteran Mark Clegg steps up on the stage of the auditorium to receive a graduation certificate from the judge.
A little overwhelmed that he was going to be this big of a deal. Thank you guys a lot. Appreciate it.
In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.